This is an audio summary for your IP 8999 course. The reading is Culture of Service, Chapter 12 of Recreate the Organization You Really Want by John R. Latham, published in 2016. This chapter shifts the book's focus from designing leadership and management systems to the deeper prize those systems are meant to produce, a durable, values-driven organizational culture. Here is the summary. Latham opens by arguing that while the design of leadership and management systems is the first signal of leadership intent, the ultimate goal is overall organizational culture change. Culture, he says, is the glue that holds the organization together and makes it come alive. Borrowing from Geert Hofstede, he defines culture as the collective programming of the mind that distinguishes the members of one organization from another. It is learned, and it includes the patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving in the context of the organization. At the core of culture sit the organization's values, which show up in its rituals, heroes, and symbols. Sustaining excellence requires that new systems, processes, and practices become second nature, embedded in those patterns of thought and behavior. The destination Latham names is a culture of service, service to one another inside the organization and service to all stakeholders outside it. A central tension the chapter resolves is whether an organization must choose between being a great place for employees and a great place for customers. The competing values framework, developed by Kim Cameron and Robert Quinn, treats the values of a clan culture, which is great for people, and a market culture, which is great for customers, as competing values. Some have concluded you must pick one. But Cameron and Quinn themselves found that for organizations using total quality management, often shortened to TQM, clan and market cultures are complementary rather than competing. Latham's own study of chief executive officers leading Baldrige-based performance excellence journeys found the same thing. When leaders take a systems approach to designing the organization's systems and culture, employee-focused and customer-focused cultures reinforce each other, making win-win arrangements possible. Great customer experiences come from highly capable and motivated employees, systematic approaches that help those employees create memorable moments, and the overall climate of the organization. As one healthcare chief executive in Latham's research put it, the success was not about the performance excellence model itself. It was about patient satisfaction and employee satisfaction both holding at the 99th percentile. From that research, Latham identifies five core values that organizations achieving sustainable excellence had in common: valued employees, trust, teamwork, excellence, and customer focus. He walks through them as a connected chain. First, valued employees. Although the mission may be to serve an external market, culture building starts with the workforce, because unless individuals feel valued, there is no hope of engaging them in a higher purpose. One chief executive described learning that everything he said and did mattered to the culture, and that it is not enough to be caring, you must be demonstrably caring. Latham also notes evidence that a servant leadership style may fit all generations and types of followers, because a servant leader models a workforce that serves each other as internal customers as well as the external customer. As one healthcare leader said, it is not fair to expect employees to provide the best patient service if the leader does not first meet the employee's needs. Second, trust. With trust, teamwork is possible. Without trust, nothing is possible. Respect plus trust creates an environment for collaboration, and collaboration gives participants a sense of ownership in the strategies and solutions they help design, which in turn drives excellent execution. Latham is pointed about fear. Innovation requires risk and learning from both failure and success, and failure does not inherently create fear. Poor leadership creates fear by the way it handles failure. The remedy is to focus on the primary cause of most failure, which is the organization's systems, not its people. Third, teamwork. Cross-functional teamwork and knowledge sharing are common to high-performing organizations, and several leaders in the study described moving from a functional organization to a team-based, process-driven one, agreeing on the vital few priorities through strategic planning and goal deployment. Latham borrows a line attributed to basketball great Isaiah Thomas: "The secret of basketball is that it is not about basketball, it is about playing a complementary role that helps your teammates play better." The business corollary, The secret of business is that it is not about business. It is about individual effort and engagement that makes the other members perform better than they would without you. Fourth, excellence. Latham concedes the word has become overused, so he defines it precisely as exceeding the expectations of multiple stakeholders. Excellence is the opposite of good enough, and it depends on continuous learning and improvement, quality, and innovation. He shares a story of a manufacturer whose delivery schedule would not stabilize because the production team was schedule-driven rather than quality-driven. When the leader ordered the line stopped rather than moving defective product, people thought he had lost his mind, but it signaled the shift. Excellence and innovation are inextricably linked, and a culture of curiosity and creativity underpins both. Fifth, customer focus, the objective of the market-oriented culture. Latham reminds readers that customers are not only found in profit-seeking firms. Nonprofits have customers in the primary beneficiaries of their services, such as hungry children, and government organizations have customers too, such as residents of safe neighborhoods. The goal of culture, he says, is for these values to become habits. The second half of the chapter addresses how culture is actually developed. Some argue culture cannot be designed directly and is only an outcome of strategy and systems. Latham partly agrees, but insists the tangible manifestations of culture can be deliberately designed. Too often, culture emerges from an unplanned accumulation of events and behaviors that harden into habits. Instead, leaders can purposefully redesign three tangible carriers of values. Rituals are meaningful sequences of steps, from annual strategy retreats to award ceremonies and retirement parties, and they both reflect and reinforce values. Heroes are the people you celebrate and promote, and Latham warns, choose your heroes wisely, because if you say you value teamwork but your heroes are not team players, no one will believe you. Symbols are everywhere, from reserved parking places to corner offices to who flies first class, and they reveal what you truly value. All of these were created by humans and can be recreated to shape the culture you want. Beyond these cultural artifacts, two other levers matter. The first is systems change. Echoing W. Edwards Deming and Russell Ackoff, Latham argues the system is the main cause of behavior in organizations, and management is the only group that can change the system. Changing the system changes the culture. The compelling directive shapes customer focus, and the design of people's systems shapes whether employees feel valued. The influence also runs the other way, since culture informs system design. His caution is that organizations often approach system change with an engineering mindset rather than a human stakeholder mindset, forgetting that organization systems are, at their core, human systems requiring social systems thinking. The second lever is leadership style and individual change. Leader behaviors like collaboration and systems thinking encourage cross-functional teamwork, and role model behavior builds trust. Sustainable culture change requires individuals to change and grow, which is often the hardest part, and it starts at the top. If the leadership team is not learning, the design process will not make much difference. Latham closes with the idea of habit. The longer a new system stays in place with consistent reinforcement, the more likely new behaviors become enduring. Organizations have memory, and without follow-through, people revert to the old ways, especially when leaders chase the next initiative before the last one is embedded. Quoting Aristotle, quality is not an act but a habit, and quoting one chief executive, you may put the rudder over hard, but the ship does not turn quickly. Culture change takes time, tenacity, and a conscious combination of system redesign and leadership. For your enterprise integration work, this chapter offers a practical diagnostic lens. Assess an organization's rituals, heroes, and symbols against its stated values, and trace whether its systems reinforce or undermine the five core values of valued employees, trust, teamwork, excellence, and customer focus. That is the end of the summary.